Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is David Russell, CEO of Apollo Gold. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol AGT. And always great to have you on here, David.
Juan, it's a pleasure to be back with you again. It's been over a year, and I'm just a pleasure to talk with you again on Apollo Gold.
Great. Well, good to get the update. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on your key projects, Black Fox and Grey Fox.
Okay, Juan, the biggest changes from about a year ago is that we brought the Black Fox project located near Timmins, Ontario, through bankable feasibility level. And this targeted an open pit and an underground mine and refurbishing a mill. And we started the actual development of this project with bank financing last October 2008. And this project was in a development mode, pre-stripping the pit, refurbishing the mill through April of 2009. And in June, we actually declared commercial production on the mine. During May and June, we poured about 11,650 ounces of gold, and that was a pretty good start for a brand new gold mine. Now, this mine, as we ramp it up in production through the mill, we started at 1,000 metric tons a day, moved it to 1,200, moved it to 15, now we're at 18. Our next target will be 2,000 metric tons a day. And full stop, say, for the year 2010, we're targeting 120,000 ounces of production in a cash cost of between $350 and $450 per ounce. And this has to do with the grade variations within the open pit. You know, all in all, say, this year for 2009, we'll produce probably in the 55,000 to 60,000 ounce range because it's about a half a year of production. And of that, you'll net most likely about 28 to 30 million free cash flow. So that gets the company, being a junior exploration development company, a good start going from, say, the junior to the mid-tier base. And then at the same time, we've got the Grey Fox project that's located 3.5 kilometers to the southeast along the same trend as Black Fox. Last year, we announced to the market that we had roughly about 16 really good core holes. One of them had over 450 gram gold in it, which if you want an ounces per ton, is about 13.5 ounces per ton over about 3.5 meters. It was a major discovery within the area. We're actually just starting the drilling program in August, what we call the second phase, that we're going to our resource drill off area, and then we'll let the market know how we did probably late fall this year.
Well, great. And you also recently completed the private placement financing earlier in the month, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Juan. If we back up a bit, we did a little bit of equity about a year ago to actually purchase the stock mill, which we rebuilt 2,000 metric tons a day. And that was roughly about $25 million in equity. And then we borrowed $70 million in bank financing from Macquarie Bank and Rand Mercantile Bank. And that's what we're using for the Black Fox project. But now for other projects, as we move ahead, we were looking at financing really the Grey Fox project and other drilling and exploration within in the area. So what we did is a little bit of equity, but mainly flow-through financing. We just finished that about 3 weeks ago. And what that did is it cashed the company up to allow us to move ahead with these exploration projects and drill it off to a resource phase.
Great. So talk about some of the recent trends right now in the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends.
You know, the main key is the investors. If you really watch the markets, boy, they're waffling all over the place. The market's a little afraid of putting their money in anywhere. But you know, one of the things that I'm seeing coming through loud and clear in the trend is, if you're an exploration development company and you've gone through feasibility and you're going into construction on a project, or like Black Fox, you come into production, that's what the market is looking for. They're looking for the new gold production, the new cash flow, the cash flow that can actually sustain a company. And that's the way I see the market going right now. And we're positioned, Apollo Gold, to meet the expectations in the market, to where we'll be able to basically stand on your own 2 feet, generate your own cash flow for the shareholder, and actually report positive earnings. We won't in the second quarter, but third quarter and fourth quarter, we should have a pretty good run as we get Black Fox really up and running full speed. In 2010, we're positioned to do very, very well for the investor in the market. So I think we have the key point is the new gold mine that's actually going to generate the positive cash flow, but we've also got that enticing new project on the block called Gray Fox that I think they'd be interested in following.
Certainly, and has the company made any changes to management since last year?
You know, they...
If not, can you walk us through, you know, the background experience just, you know, for our listeners that didn't see the interview last year?
The main key is we have the same primary corporate officers. There's myself as CEO, and Mel Williams, he's our chief financial officer and chief finance guru, as I call him. He's got well over 35 years experience. We've got Dick Nana. He's our exploration vice president that actually handles all the development of the gold assets. And he's got over 35 years experience also and found over 20 million ounces of gold. So the three key officers have always been in place. The other one is we had a general manager at Montana Tunnels that ran that operation. He came out of the Red Dog or the Teck Cominco group about 3.5 years, and he did a spectacular job for almost 3.5 years redeveloping our Montana Tunnels mine. It was very profitable. We just put it on care and maintenance in April, but we asked him to step into the role as Vice President U.S. and Canadian Operations. And he took on the role of actually developing the Black Fox project with all his knowledge. And he's got roughly about 30 years experience in the mining operation, the metallurgical field. So he was a shoe-in to actually place himself at the Black Fox project and develop that all the way from the actual pre-stripping, redevelopment, and into the first doré port of that mine. And he's done an excellent job. And that was Tim Smith. So, you know, in the future, watch Tim Smith. He's going to have a great career with us.
Good. And what specific goals does the management have set forth for the next year? What do you hope to accomplish?
Okay, in the year 2009, our primary goal was to bring Black Fox into full production by May to June. We met that goal. Our next goal is to get the actual mill up to 2,000 metric tons a day, steady state by year's end. So we'll enter 2010 running 2,000 metric tons a day. Grade in the mill, we're targeting about 5 grams per ton of gold, and we're targeting roughly 120,000 ounces of production under $400 per ounce for 2010. So I think that's a pretty aggressive goal, but it's definitely a goal that we can meet as a company. And then the next big goal is the Gray Fox project, is to actually get it drilled off to resources. Our reserves set at 1.33 million ounces of Black Fox. The resource internal of the reserves, roughly about another 750,000 ounces. So, you know, we're pushing over the 2 million ounce mark. What we'd like to do is get Gray Fox up to the million ounce resource mark. And that's going to take a lot of drilling through 2009 and early 2010. And then we'll tell the market what we've discovered there. So what our production profile is right now is, say, if we've got 2 million ounces, we're saying we'd like to increase that at least 30 to 35% between now and mid-2010.
Certainly. And how about Chihuahua, Mexico?
Well, I'm glad you brought that one up, Juan. That's the one that has not been in the limelight, but it's a great exploration play. Where it's located is
Zopa, right?
Yeah, Zopa is located between the Mine Finders Dolores project on the east and then the Alamos Mulatos project on the west. We're kind of straddled in between, and we have 170 square kilometer land package. It's an 80-20 joint venture with Minera Coronado. Great partner to have, more of a quiet partner. We're the operator. And we've gone through the first drill program in 2008. We had some pretty good results. We had up to 42 gram gold and roughly about 60 to 80 grams silver. So we're in the right neighborhood. We had what I'd call a good discovery of a shear zone. We've yet to put a road into there. And that's what we're going to target toward year's end, is coming from the Sonora into the Chihuahua side of Mexico, is bringing in a gradual dirt road for the Mulatos River area and bringing it into what we call the target area where the shear is roughly running about 4 kilometers long. Now, we stepped out on 300-meter centers and used a helicopter to airlift our drill rig last year. And all we were looking for is, should we be in this area, and can we develop a database that says there's gold and silver? And we were positive in 2008 doing that. So we'll further that with a road in 2009 and be drilling by late 2009 or early 2010 on the next phase of exploration on that project. So, you know, in our structure of timing, we brought the Black Fox mine online, we're drilling to a resource phase on Gray Fox, and then our third leg to the puzzle here is Chihuahua, Mexico, which is the Azopa project. So I think we've got a lot of, you know, exploration development phases as well as production to interest the investor.
Certainly, and will the company be looking for any strategic alliances or joint ventures in the next coming few years?
You know, that's a probably the several billion dollar question. Valuation wise, we're doing very well developing our own assets, but you know, we never say we won't look at something else. And Dick Nana, our Vice President of Exploration, he's very good at evaluating other companies' projects that may be undervalued. And that's what we've also been good at, is taking an undervalued situation, flushing the true value out for the shareholder. So, you know, between, say, now and 2010, will we look at other opportunities? We most definitely will look at other opportunities.
Great. And so in terms of the investor, which you had kind of referred to earlier, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
You know, I think it's early in the stages, but we're just starting to, you know, go to the market, talk to the investors, the shareholders, to really reintroduce ourselves and say, hey, we've got the new project on the block. It came online. It's producing gold. Where's your valuation? Where our valuation, roughly about 44 cents a share, is about 103 million market cap. We've got roughly 100 million into the Black Fox project alone. Obviously, the valuation's low right now, and what we've got to do is sell ourselves to the market, the retail investors, the institutional, that we are one of the better investments on the block. So I think over the next probably 3 to 6 months, as we retell the story in the market and say, look, investors, we're here, we're an undervalued situation, a great investment, get into the stock right now, and you can expect factors, hopefully, of 3 to 4 times what we see today. So we're expecting the stock to start rising with production information that will come out on the second quarter and the third quarter, respectively. Then, obviously, by year's end, we'll have set the stage for what kind of cash flow are we going to see in 2010, and what kind of earnings could we see at that point in time. I think the investor, if he starts in early now, he's going to be very happy with an investment in Apollo Gold.
Certainly, and once again, joining us today is David Russell, CEO of Apollo Gold, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and ticker symbol is AGT, and trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol is APG, and is currently trading at 45 cents a share. And so before we conclude, David, what are other reasons why Apollo Gold represents a good long-term investment opportunity to a potential investor?
The long-term look, number one, you look at management. We've got a very solid board of directors. There's seven of us. Charlie Stott is our chairman. He's a retired or former CEO of Amex Gold. They understand the business very, very well. The other five members plus myself, very strong in the accounting field, the legal field, securities field. You know, we're very pleased with the board. They ought to watch that we have a very, very strong board. We've got a very dedicated management team. They also should look and say, you know, it's not a big management team, but it's one that's manageable for the assets that we have. And in saying that, you say, okay, you have taken the Black Fox project from 0 ounces to 1.33 million with resources over 2 million, that the Gray Fox really ought to be a great investment that the investor should look at in the future also, that we have the assets to add ounces of gold to the portfolio. And like I said, our target is a 30-35% resource increase in 2010. but we'd also like to actually increase the reserves by the end of the year. So we've got really the advantage from the production, the exploration profile, to really bring ounces to the books, so to speak, and value to the investor. So, you know, it's early in the game on our stock, being at 45 cents, like you mentioned this morning. You know, where should it be? Well, you know, my target is, say, by year's end, early next year, we should be well over a dollar. You know, and that's not, you know, saying that it's going to double or triple by looking into a crystal ball. It's just that we've got the asset, we've got the production profile, and we've got the exploration and the management team to back it up.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your continued progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors, and good to have you on again.
Thank you for having me, Juan. It's just always a pleasure to be with you.
Anytime.